the topic of prayer. And one of the things that I would like Amen. We thank God for joy. Amen. So, mommy has let me miss what I was going to say. See, I'm like Sister Shade now. Yes, thank you. So today we're going to practice prayer. You know, the more the Lord has been teaching me, teaching us, there's nothing we can do of eternal significance without prayer. Nothing at all. It's only through prayer, because all that we do on this earth is only for time. And God has brought us into His own as His children, that our lives transcend time into eternity. Sometimes when we think that God hasn't answered prayer, it dawned on me that, you know, the way God looks at our own time is not only in the purview of this earth alone. God looks at our life and our time as an eternal continuum in His presence. That is why we could read in the book of Hebrews of those who had faith in God, that though they have faith, they did not see what they were looking for on this earth, but eventually they saw it. So it is not for this earth alone that we have faith. It is not for this earth alone that we pray. Now, this is Brother Bumi. This is not anybody or Bible doctrine. You know how the world, how they have stars in Hollywood. You know how they have stars? That anywhere a star goes, people know them. I believe that a day will come in heaven where there will be stars of God whom God will honor. That no matter where they go in heaven, they will be known. We will see Daniel and know, yes, that is Daniel. The devil copies what God has already put in place. But those stars that we see on earth, they are going nowhere except they have Christ. But the stars of God, eternally, will they be known? And my prayer is that I too may be honored by God, to be known not of men, but of God. Isaiah said something that as I stand before God, Isaiah could stand before Ahab, because he stood before God. And so the more we see these things, the more we know that we have the need to learn how to pray, that our prayer might be effective and not just say prayers alone. I told us a few weeks ago that we've got to graduate beyond just praying for material things. Material things, they don't pass this earth. We've got to graduate to the place where we're praying for souls to be born into the kingdom of God. We're praying for nations. And God has given us that blanket statement. He says we should ask Him for the nations and He will give them unto us for an inheritance. So we've got to go beyond, oh, Lord, I need a job. Yes, we need jobs. We need whatever it is for this earth. But there's a place where God wants us to go further, deeper into him. And my prayer is that we will get to that place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I told you last week that, you know, I envied very much the biographies that I used to read of people who prayed and things happened. You know, I read of, what was that man? Rhys Howells. I read a few of it was of the Scottish Hebridean revival, of those two women that prayed, of the men who covenanted amongst themselves to pray. But I noticed something that, look, Bumi, it will not happen until you two put your knees to the ground and practice it. And I say the same thing to every one of us. No matter what field you are in, it is not only as a pastor we pray. As in business, you pray. As a teacher, you pray. If you look at this world, everything around you, as God's field for your ministry, then you will know that you need to pray. In every sphere, as students, you pray. Daniel, they went to Babylon as very young people, and they prayed, and there was a difference amongst them. We read of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They were young. Joseph, he prayed. So we all have to learn this thing if we are going to be of any use in the hands of God. Now, another type of prayer, we've talked about individual prayer, right? There's another type of prayer that God comes with his glory. It's called corporate prayer, where we all gather together to pray. It is equally important. It is very, very important. Now, can somebody open to Matthew 18? Matthew 18, verses 19 to 20. And will Sister Kemi please read for us?
Matthew 18, 19 and 20. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them.
It says, where two or three gather just for gathering's sake, right? Where two or three gather to have a discussion? Where two or three gather in whose name? In Sister Shade's name. Because that is what some people say now. The God of Brother Wale, let him bless me. So in Brother Wale's name, in whose name? In Jesus' name. Where two or three gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What did he say? Whatever they would ask, it shall be. Do we believe that? You know, certain things, we just read it, but do we believe it? Do we believe it? We have to. We have no choice. Because the word of God is true. The word of God is real. It's more real than our eyes. Where two or three shall gather in his name, it shall be done unto them. In the book of Deuteronomy, it was talking about the armies of the Lord. And it says, one shall chase 1,000. Two shall chase 10,000. There is a power we wield as the children of God, when we come together in prayer, that we might not be able to wield individually. Let me say it again. There is a power that God has given his church, that we will, when we come together in corporate prayer, that we might not be able to do it individually. And the reason why we do not see more of that power in the church today is because there are some conditions that make that a possibility. And the number one condition of corporate prayer is unity. Unity. That is the number one condition of corporate prayer. Now, that corporate prayer, we also bring it down to, if we don't gather as a church, there is a gathering at home. The natural gathering that God has created is between siblings, is between husband and wife, is between father, mother, children. That family unit is the natural gathering, which is the corporate prayer of the prayer of agreement. If two or three people shall come together and agree concerning something, God will do it. But do you know something? That natural order is even under assault by the devil, because the devil knows that if two people can agree, that there will be much done in heaven because of that agreement. And to forestall that, it used to be what I know when I got born again, that Christian marriages were sacred marriages. Brother and sister in Christ, they were sacred unions. But in the world today, it is said, I do not know, but according to statistics that we've read, that the divorce within the church is now equal to the divorce within the world. Guess what suffers? Agreements that would assault the kingdom of Satan. Because if we are not one, there's nothing we, first of all, like I said, we can do nothing without prayer. And so if the power in prayer, in corporate prayer, also is assaulted by the enemy, then the church is weak. And when the church becomes weak, guess what next is affected? The society. So we have to capture or recapture. We have to come back to this place of knowing what power we have and begin to exhibit, take advantage of that power. Sibling with sibling. Christian friendships that are wholesome. Holy matrimony. Guess what is happening in the world today? It is many people are in unholy matrimony. If you live together and you do what husband and wife do, and there is no covenant of marriage, it is an unholy matrimony. There's no way we can say that God answer my prayers. Definitely not in a man living with a man or a woman living with a woman. So there is a power that God has given to his children that when we come together and agree. So within the home, there has to be an agreement. Within husband and wife, there has to be an agreement. It is very, very difficult to fight and say, God, please bless us. God, we want to come against the enemy. If we don't come to back to that place of first settling and agreeing, oh, we lose a lot within the body of Christ. Now, let's open, please, honey, can you open to Acts 4? Let's see an example of where there was a prayer of agreement and something that happened. From the book of Acts, chapter 4, if you please read from verses 23 to 31 to the end of that chapter. Acts 4, the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It is titled the Acts of the Apostles here.
On
yes.
On their
Or you could go, actually, you could go a little bit. Second, please. We get the proper context. Let's start from verse 13. Acts 4 from verse 13. So we get the story of what happened.
Paul had courage of Peter and John and realized and ordinary men, he was astonished.
Sorry, 1 second. They there were the teachers of the law, the Sanhedrin. So within the temple, they had teachers of the law. They had like governors within the temple. So there were the Pharisees, there were the Sadducees who were like people who were schooled in the Torah. And then there was the Sanhedrin who were the governors, the overseers of the temple. So these overseers are the they that we've been talking about there.
So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin. What are you going to do? Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a lot. Cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone listening. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes? To you or to him? You be the one. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
Thank you. So this is an example of corporate prayer where people met to pray. There was an earthquake. Because wherever the presence of God comes, something different has to happen. Sister Buki reading from 2 Chronicles today at the dedication of the Temple of Solomon, when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the temple. And he said that where the Levites, this was even the worshippers, where they were in one accord, the glory of God came down that nobody could stand in the temple. That is what we desire and we want to see again. A manifestation of the glory of God upon the earth. And we will see it. Because the Lord is teaching us there's something that the Lord is doing anew in our hearts. And I believe we will see it. I believe we will see it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, when we come together, even as a church in prayer, if our hearts are not one, if we are at loggerheads, one thing or the other, with each other, our prayer will pray it, it will just hit this ceiling and it will come back to us. It will not get anywhere. So unity is very important. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane, one of his last prayers was that his disciples, not only his disciples, but by extension, the whole church, that they will have love one for another. That we, as the body of Christ, we will have love one for another. This is where we can once again bring back the power of God into the church. When individually we live according to the word of God, and when we come together for one purpose. And that is to see Christ glorified. And if all of us can have the same heart, believe me, when we pray, we will see something different. And we have got to take more advantage of this thing that God has given us. We have got to. Because if we don't, brothers and sisters, the days are getting more and more. Look, these people, they were being persecuted. In America, we don't see persecution and in other parts of the world. But let us not think that persecution can never come to America. Let us for no reason once think that persecution can never come to America. Because if persecution comes, how many of us will stand? How many of us will stand? My prayer is that none of us will deny the Lord Jesus Christ. But we will say that when we have such faith that, look, my life in this earth is just for this earth. But my spirit is for this earth and for eternity. So, Sister Tola, what is the name of your grandfather's father? I don't know. Do you know the name of your grandfather's father? Sister Buki, do you know the name of your grandfather's father? How many years ago was that? Possibly less than 100 years ago. So, another 100 years, nobody will remember us. On this earth, nobody will remember us. But what we do for eternity is that which will stand. So, all we are amassing, if you don't take pleasure in what God has given you, is following you nowhere. Nowhere. All we have is following us nowhere. Nobody will remember us on earth, but may we be stars in heaven. May we be stars in heaven. There's an honor and a reward that God has prepared for those who love him. When we were learning about prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ taught about in Matthew chapter 6, a few weeks ago, we saw that there were two classes of people who the Lord Jesus Christ said, don't be like them. Don't be like the Pharisees, the hypocrites. Don't be like the Gentiles or the pagans in the way they prayed. He said that the Pharisees, when they come to the corners of the temple and in the marketplace and they stand to pray, what their prayer is for people to give them honor so that people will see them and say, yes, Rankadede, this one is one that can really pray. This is a holy man of God. The Lord Jesus Christ says they have already received what? Their reward. He also talked about when you give your alms, He said, don't give your alms as the Pharisees do. When they give their alms, they will make a noise. They will do music so that people around can say, ah, that is a holy man of God. Give him alms to the poor. He said, don't do like that, because when they do that, they have already received their reward. Sometimes that reward, we think, is only answered prayer. It's not only answered prayer. Because the reward of almsgiving is not answered prayer. There's a reward that still awaits in eternity, which the Lord is going to bestow upon those who have lived according to his word, according to his own way. Brothers and sisters, eternity is more real than this earth. So let us live for the hereafter. Don't let us live for here alone. There's a work to be done here, but our home is not here. We have a work to be done here. We have a preparation here, but our home is not here. So let us live our lives as if we are going home. And when we get there, the Lord has his reward according to how we have lived here. May all we have done not be tried by fire, and we have nothing to show for it. So I am imploring, and you know, there's a place where Paul said, I beg you. Misu, I beg you, church. I beg you. Because this life is not a dress rehearsal. We only have one life. And after it's done, it's done. I beg you, let us take advantage of the blank check that God has given us in prayer. Of the blank check of agreeing together to have God's glory and will done upon the earth as it is done in heaven. Let us all get up. And please let us pair up 2 by 2. Or if you don't have somebody, you can pick 3 people. I want us to pray. Two or three people. So each person that is praying, you are only allowed to say one thing, just one thing, the desire, the deepest desire of your heart. Say it amongst your group, whether it's 2 or 3, and then the others pray for that person. So, Tommy, if you say yours, Mommy and Kiki will pray for you. Then Kiki, you will say yours, Tommy and Mommy will pray on it. Just one desire. Not two, just one. 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 Let us pray. bring our prayers to a close. Let us all pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen. Father, we give thanks, Lord, that even in this, we're able to gather together in prayer, which we will continue this evening, O Lord. Lord, teach us to pray. Father, we have no other help apart from you. Let our strength be you, because you are our life. Father, we are jealous for your glory upon this earth, that the earth may be covered with your glory, Lord, as the waters cover the seas. So, Lord, within this church, your church, we belong unto you. Make your glory manifest once again, O Lord. Be the strength of our lives. We have no other helper but you. So, in our weakness, let your strength be perfected. Father, we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and evermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.